This afternoon we are turning to the Psalm number 11. In the Lord put I my trust, and how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. In the 11th Psalm, David produces a question which has been described as the burning question of the day. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? He himself was facing difficulty, as he was so often. Many of his poems and songs are responses to trials and grief. It seemed that his troubles stirred a voice within his soul, causing him to compose wonderful, uplifting, and spiritual words. These words, in turn, are echoed in our hearts as we suffer in this world. Such was the enormity of David's difficulty that he cried out, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" This certainly teaches us that both good people and bad people suffer in this world. The term righteous, however, refers to a class of persons who are more than merely good. They are a Christian people who set the standards of God's law as their moral compass. The question is, when Christian people suffer, what can they do? Yet the question is not hopeless. It is asked because there is a response. When humanly speaking, it seems that the foundations of our lives, of our nation, and of the universe itself are quivering, the righteous have a wonderful place of recourse. If you do not know God, when your foundations shake, there will be no hope. That is not so for the Christian. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The righteous are persevering when the foundations of society are removed. Across the Western world, including the United Kingdom and Ireland, societies have been erected upon what is known as the Judeo-Christian tradition. This tradition travels much further than the Western world. In many parts of the globe, where the Christian message has reached communities, cultures have found the offering of the Judeo-Christian tradition as a safe foundation on which to build for the future. What then is the Judeo-Christian tradition? It is the belief that the Bible, which comprises both the Jewish Old Testament and the Christian New Testament, is the Word of God. It is the conviction that there is a God who made all living things and who provides harmony and order to this magnificent universe. This tradition believes that man is a sinner who has rebelled against his benevolent Creator. Yet the Creator remained kind and gracious in revealing to man how he could be saved. He initially revealed himself through the sacrifices and feasts of the Hebrew Jewish peoples. All of these observances, however, were but shadows and pointers to Christ, who would not only be the Messiah of the Jews, but the Saviour of the world. When the time was ripe, God sent his Son, born of a virgin. Christ lived a perfect life for an imperfect people, and he died, experiencing the justice of God for the sins of both Jew and Gentile. He rose again, and the apostles founded the Christian church, which has proved to be a rich source of blessing and harmony in the world. The Judeo-Christian tradition believes that there is but one way to God, through Jesus Christ. It also believes that the law of God is a guide, a marker by which our lives and the laws of society should be regulated. For centuries, this tradition has deeply influenced the ways in which laws were framed and how governments behaved. Our nations were brought out from the darkness of our pagan ancestors by early missionaries who changed the course of history for thousands of years in the future. We are living in days, however, when the foundations of society are being tampered with. What am I talking about? Well, let me give you some live and up-to-date examples. The recent legislation in the UK redefining marriage is a case in point. The Bible, the source book for the Judeo-Christian tradition, defines marriage as a union between man and woman. This is the teaching of Genesis 1 and 2. It is also the teaching of Jesus Christ himself. The recent legislation alters what man has no right to alter, what man indeed cannot alter. Abortion is another illustration of the undermining of God's word. The scriptures state that the killing of human life is wrong. The Bible also teaches that life begins at conception, not at the moment of birth. Therefore, to remove the life of the unborn is murder. In the UK, the numbers of abortions since the 1967 Abortion Act is truly staggering and constitutes a greater crime against humanity than that which President Assad is currently perpetrating against his own people in Syria. As society develops its own rules of morality, it appears as if we are slipping back into our pagan past, which dominated the darkness of our ancestors. What are Christians to do in these days when the foundations are removed? We are to stand firm. We are not to be influenced by the spirit of this age. We are not to change our thinking to fit in with the political correctness of our times. When David was in trouble, his friends advised him to flee as a bird to the mountain. David, it seems, did not take their advice. Instead, he looked up to God who sat in his holy temple. The Christian is an ambassador for God in a corrupt world. Our role will become increasingly important as society is shaken from its tried and trusted foundations. God's word must be proclaimed without fear and compromise. The spirit of perseverance and resolve must dominate the true church of today. The righteous are praying when the foundations of humanity are removed. We have been thinking about the foundations of society. What can we say about the foundations of humanity? The word humanity to me is highly suggestive of what we are, our physical constitution. Our humanity in the sense of our physical constitution will one day be broken down. Perhaps you have been experiencing the tearing asunder of life as disease has exacted a price from your body. This day must come to us all. We are an aging race being borne along daily on the current of time towards the grave. One day we all must come to the end of the journey, and this body in which we lived must breathe its last, and our mourning with this life will be released. When the foundations of life are removed, what will we do? What must we do? If you are not a Christian today, what will you do? The truth is, dear listener, without Jesus Christ as your Saviour, you have no hope because you are without God. Life and the body is all that you have. And when you lose life and health, you will have nothing. In the midst of life's greatest woes, you will have no Saviour to pray to. You will have no peace. You will have no comfort. The hymn writer wrote, "Out of Christ without a Saviour, with no hope nor refuge nigh, can it be, O blessed Saviour, one without thee dares to die?" I exhort you to turn to Jesus Christ, who lived and died for you. When the jailer of Philippi lifted his sword to take away his own life, a voice came out of the darkness, a voice which stopped him in his tracks, a voice which prevented him taking away his own life in the midst of his desperation. And the message was, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Whatever your darkness is today, whether it is a darkness mentally, psychologically, a physical darkness, whatever your darkness, Christ is the answer. When the Christian enters the valley, he can pray knowing that he has a wonderful friend in Jesus Christ. Joseph Scriven had suffered terribly as the result of bereavement. The dark shadow, however, inspired him to pen the much-loved hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The Christian is assured in the greatest of suffering that the words of Psalm 23 are relevant to him. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Finally, please think about this. The righteous are pacified when the foundations of the universe are removed. There will come a great and terrible day when the foundations of nature and the universe will be shaken. The scriptures describe the collapse of the earth in graphic terms. There will be earthquakes around the globe. The stars will fall from heaven. The elements which constitute the basic building blocks of the universe will melt with a terrible heat. The basic order of things which we take for granted will be gone. The sun will no longer shine. The earth and the universe will be no more. Yet humanity will live on. At the end of the scripture, John sees into the future and beholds a great white throne where the dead, small and great, are standing before God. There is a judge upon the throne. There is judgment for those whose names are not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Roll Book of Heaven. There is peace for those who trusted Christ as Saviour. The Lord himself, while on this earth, spoke of the righteous being welcomed into the kingdom prepared for them since the foundation of the world. The unconverted, on the other hand, would be sent away into darkness and everlasting burnings. On what side will you be when the earth ends? Will you be sent away by the judge or welcomed by the judge? There are two places. Hell, the lake of fire for those who turned away from Christ. There will be heaven, a new heaven and a new earth, a place of perfection for those who trusted Christ in life. The foundations of the world will be broken up. The only peace worth possessing is the peace of knowing Jesus Christ. I appeal to you to come to him today. Then when the foundations are removed, you will have a response. The response of perseverance, of prayer, and of peace. I thank you so much for listening.